news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm Janet Atkinson, your host. Well, if you haven't stopped by shopffa.org, the official online store of the national organization, now's the time. Use the coupon code FFAFAVES19. Again, that's FFAFAVES19 at checkout and get 25% off select apparel now through June 30th. Again, that's shopffa.org, promo code FFAFAVES19. And recently, thousands of Illinois FFA members crowded Springfield for the annual state convention, and reporter Stu Ellis with WCIA News was there on the scene with a scoop on this year's big meetup.
In addition to the bright lights and excitement is a lot of serious business. Trent Shumway, University of Illinois undergraduate recruiter for Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences, says it's fertile ground for future students.
State FFA convention is filled with students who are interested in the environment, interested in their communities, interested in the future of agriculture, technology, business. Definitely the best place to come and get some of the brightest students for the next generation. But most of the students here have a very large idea about what they want to do for the future, what they want to provide for the world. And the biggest question we get is, how can the University of Illinois prepare me to do what I want to do?
While some students were looking for colleges, others were competing in the AgriScience Fair.
My name is Prescott Jekyll, and I'm from the Delvin FFA chapter in Delvin, Illinois.
And what is your project about?
I used different herbicides of auxin-like growth regulators to try and increase soybean yield.
And what did you find out?
I found out that once sprayed at small enough amounts, these herbicides can actually help increase soybean yield, even though they're traditionally used to kill them.
Now, how does that happen?
Well, it's kind of complicated, but it has to do mainly with the fact that they're auxin-like growth regulators, which means they replicate the plant's natural growth hormone auxin, basically causing it to grow itself to death in large enough amounts. However, I was using it in very, very small amounts to where it was almost acting like a growth spurt, causing more nodes to appear on the plant where seeds can then be produced from.
One of the top winners in the AgriScience Fair, Prescott Jekyll of Delavan. Two others were Molly Smith and Tess Patton from Taylorville FFA. With their project, Are You Smarter Than a Farmer?
So our science fair project is comparing different agriculture education systems from what we have in Taylorville, Illinois, which is considered a rural agriculture education system, and we compared it to the Chicago High School of AgriSciences in Chicago, which is considered an urban-level agriculture education system. So we took a trip to Chicago and gave a survey to the students there and gave the same survey to the students at Taylorville, and we're comparing the level of knowledge between the two schools to see how it's different and how the systems differ since they're in such different areas.
And Eric Wilcox of Growmark put FFA students into a sprayer simulator.
And a lot of them don't have experience driving large machinery, let alone any machinery. So we'll get them on here on a Rogator. It's 1100 Model B. And we'll just run through their paces, just driving safe on the road. And then also getting in the field. And then as we get into more experienced FS or Growmark employees, we'll do training with them and we'll sit back with mentors and go over just the basics.
What's their reaction when after they've sat in the seat and driven and maybe had an oops?
A lot of them are very timid, but we just have to, you know, reinforce to them. We just have to hit escape and start over on here. So there's no damage. There's no insurance. There's no injury. It's, if you're really trying, you can hone your skills in pretty good here.
I'm Stu Ellis.
Now from Illinois to Anaheim, California. That's where FFA member Edward Lilly caught up with Greg Beard from the State Department of Education at their own state convention. Beard talks about the role workshops play at the event as a way to grow and develop students and get them excited for the future.
I'm Greg Beard. I work for the Department of Education. in that capacity. I'm a regional supervisor that supervises high school agriculture education programs from the San Jose area down to Los Angeles. And my responsibility here today is to oversee the workshops, the leadership development workshops. And they're put on by university students. And what it is that they do is they provide leadership direction to help strengthen the young people attending the conference here today. They're acquiring some leadership development skills to strengthen their public speaking, strengthen their inability to go ahead and feel confident speaking in front of others, in addition to the fact that they're getting an opportunity to strengthen their resumes, as well as going ahead and preparing for the challenges of tomorrow as a high school student.
The leadership skills we learn at the conferences like this, we get to bring back to our chapter. So they get to see that, yes, agriculture is a big part of FFA, but it's also grooming the chapter members to be leaders in not only their school, but in their whole community.
Throughout all these workshops that are present, we will learn a variety of skills, whether it's team building activities we can bring back to our chapters and use on other members, or how to properly utilize social media, or how to work on a team dynamic and how to solve conflict. And with this, we can take it back to our chapter officer team, both this year's team and next year's team, which will be elected soon. And we can learn those skills towards the beginning of the year so that we can effectively utilize those and have a successful year for all the members in our program and just give them an experience that they will overall be happy with and reminisce on and be happy with this.
Next to Indiana, where all of the state's nearly 13,000 FFA members were invited to attend their convention at Purdue University in Tippecanoe County, WLFI News 18 has more.
The 90th Indiana FFA State Convention right here in West Lafayette.
Members from the organization from across the state anticipate this event each and every year, and for good reasons. There is plenty to be excited about. News 18's Isabella Caruso is live at Purdue University where the convention is taking place. She's here to tell us what this event is all about.
Every year, all Indiana FFA members are invited by the State Association to attend this convention. There's almost 13,000 members in the FFA. Well, the state convention starts with a lot of contests between those members, and those contests are very diverse. They include livestock judging, food science, and even public speaking, and much more. FFA officials say the contest develops skills for the organization's members, which then helps to further the industry. Winning members of those contests receive state awards, and awards are also given out to members who serve the organization in an outstanding way. People can be recognized for volunteering, financially supporting FFA, or being an exceptional member. Austin Berenda says the FFA has allowed him to develop skills that he wouldn't have otherwise.
I can do interviews. I can hang out with people that I don't really know and still keep a conversation going. I've developed a lot of skills. It's put me into a good school for college. The FFA has developed so much of my leadership ability.
When many people think of FFA, they mainly think of farming. We were actually told that that's a common misconception. The FFA has grown to become much more than just an organization that benefits agriculture. Reporting live at Purdue, Isabella Caruso for News 18.
And finally, we head to the Bayou State. That's where This Week in Louisiana Agriculture brings us a few details from the 90th annual Louisiana FFA Convention in Alexandria.
Well, nearly 11,000 students in Louisiana are members of the FFA.
We were there for the 90th annual Louisiana FFA Convention. From the stage at the Randolph Riverfront Center in Alexandria, state officers shared inspiring messages with the members there to help them live the FFA motto, learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve. Louisiana FFA State President Brooklyn Hampton says this convention is all about the members.
When you have 1,800 of them in one centralized location, it's a party. We come here and we all share the same passions. We all like cows, or we like plants, or we are here to represent agriculture because that's what our association, our organization is about. And when we can do that together, it's a great time.
One of the people who took the stage was William Gaspard Jr. Not only is William the state vice president for Area 3, he's also an intern at the Louisiana Farm Bureau and a recipient of the 2019 Louisiana Farm Bureau Foundation Linda and Wayne Zonbrecker Scholarship. Hampton was a recipient of the 2018 scholarship, so obviously they're doing something right with the FFA, raising new agricultural leaders, getting them prepared for college and scholarships, obviously.
They are a very talented group of kids, and we're lucky to have one on our staff now.
Well, thanks again to This Week in Louisiana Agriculture for that report. Stay tuned. We'll hear how a chapter in Pennsylvania is helping a family rebuild after disaster next on FFA Today. Welcome back to the show. Well, the ag community in Pennsylvania came together after a fire destroyed a family dairy farm with roughly 100 cows inside. A local FFA chapter decided to organize a square dance, raising $70,000 to help the family. Joining us now with more is Dave Williams with the Pennsylvania and American Farm Country Radio Networks. Thanks so much for joining us, Dave. Tell us more about this FFA chapter.
Actually, we didn't have one in that county for over 40 years. So the farmers, the community, the students wanted to bring it back. So it was really a great thing for everybody. Once it did come back, raising this money, now the square dance really wasn't for that. This was later on, but they had a food benefit, a big party that they put on, and that's where they raised the $70,000. And of course, that family lost 90 milk cows. But, you know, it moved on to show us how important FFA is to the community. So the FFA dance more or less brought about 150, 200 people out and let them know that young people don't just sit around looking at their iPhone, they're really part of the community. And of course, RFD, you know, does such a great job of promoting FFA, but promoting what agriculture is really all about, right? I'm the broadcasting radio voice for the Pennsylvania Farm Show. It's the biggest indoor farm show in the United States. We have between 600,000 to 800,000 people join us that week. And the vast majority of those people are consumers. They come to see where their food comes from, right? As you and I know, rural communications needs to be in them cities. The people that come there from Philadelphia, from New York, from Albany, from all the big cities around us, they don't have that communication. And of course, the bill that's out right now, the rural communications bill, is so important. And it isn't just for the farmers, it's for the consumers. They want to know what really the truth is. Back in 2012, at the Farm Show, we won the World's Fair exhibit for the modern agriculture exhibit we put on. And, you know, it showed people really the difference between caged chickens and chickens that run out in the wild and things like that. It showed people how veal were raised. It showed people what farming's all about and where their food comes from and how clean it is and how these farmers treat their animal like pets. This is what it's really all about, and we need to convey that message to those in the metropolitan areas.
Now, of course, that legislation you mentioned is the Agricultural News and Rural Content Act of 2019, a major passion for rural radio and for RFD-TV founder Patrick Gotch. Dave, thanks, of course, for sharing that story with us today and for all that you've done for agriculture during your years in broadcast. Again, Dave Williams, he's with the Pennsylvania and American Farm Country Radio Networks. And moving on, a national FFA partner, Culver's, has raised more than $100,000 through its Scoops of Thanks Day this past May, supporting local FFA chapters and agricultural organizations. Joining us once again is Culver's Senior Marketing Manager, Jesse Craig. And Jesse, thanks for chatting with us. Tell us about the results of this year's event.
Well, Janet, thanks for having me back on. It's always so great to talk with you. I just wanted to let everyone know and thank them for their support. Then when they came out on Thursday, May 2nd, to support our annual Scoops of Thanks Day fundraiser, we were able to raise more than $104,000 in one day to support agriculture education. And all of those dollars stay local to benefit local or state FFA chapters or other agriculture organizations that provide agriculture education.
Well, remind us how the program came about and, of course, how those funds are put to use.
Sure. So the Culver's organization formalized the Thank You Farmers Project back in 2013, and we were looking for ways to help restaurants give back in their communities. We know that they're already really great at doing that, but to have a whole program that everyone could come together underneath to support, because we know how important agriculture education is to the future of our food supply, making sure we can, you know, serve more than 60% more people, not just at Culver's, but, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner around the world. So we looked for a way. We thought, you know, what better than to have people come in and enjoy a delicious dessert, be able to give back and donate while they dine. So far, we've been able to raise $300,000 with our annual Scoops of Thanks Day fundraiser, but that has really accumulated to more than $2 million across all of our restaurants being able to give back.
Now, Jesse, why is Culver's so dedicated to this cause of ag education?
It's a real concern to us that the Earth's population is going to increase by 60% more people, 9.8 billion people by the year 2050. And we know that to help evolve talent and support innovations in technology, that's what's going to help us meet that challenge. So young people like those in the FFA, they're going to play a huge role in finding those new and innovative ways to help feed a growing population while using the same amount of land and water that we have today. And we want to be able to continue to serve butter burgers and cheese curds and fresh frozen custard for a long time.
One final question for you. Where can our listeners learn more about the Thank You Farmers Project?
We have a wealth of information at culvers.com/thankyoufarmersproject.
Well, thanks for the update as always, Jesse. Again, that's Culver's Senior Marketing Manager, Jesse Craig, on the phone with us from Wisconsin. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll hear how FFA members stepped up following a local controversy in the Golden State. That's coming up on Rural Radio.
For every FFA member, there's a story waiting to be told.
And that's exactly what FFA Today is about.
Stories from and about FFA members.
And showcasing their hard work.
Creative energy.
Love of community.
And passion for agriculture.
All the things that make the FFA great.
FFA Today.
A new weekly program.
From and about FFA members.
And their inspiring stories.
Each week.
On RFD TV.
Well, thanks for tuning in to FFA Today. Well, a recent video of a Monteca Unified School District staff member punching and wrenching a sheep's neck shocked many in the area, including local FFA members. Rachel Wolf with CBS 13 in Sacramento caught up with some of those members who were setting the record straight about the proper technique for handling livestock.
Video of a Weston Ranch High School FFA advisor punching and wrenching a sheep's neck shocked many in the area, including the Manteca School District.
We do not condone this behavior. We immediately took action and removed the instructor from a competitive livestock event.
Students in the FFA program at Weston Ranch wouldn't talk about the incident, but say they're taught to humanely handle livestock.
So petting them like this isn't going to do anything. Okay, you have to be physical.
Get their attention?
Yes.
18-year-old Justin Ordner is a master sheep showman.
Showmanship, it's all about you. In market, it's all about the animal.
He demonstrated how sheep are shown in the ring.
I push into her and she pushes against me.
And
we keep it right here. It shows how tight she gets up here, so all the muscles and all that.
At the beginning, I couldn't even get near her.
Allie Glissman says it takes training from the time they're born and a lot of time out in the barn.
In FFA, I've really learned patience with this lamb. She's tested it a lot.
I've taken away a lot of leadership and a lot of discipline. It's a group thing. You can't just do it by yourself.
It's this team approach that builds confidence and teaches students to succeed.
We teach them basic life skills, dedication, and how to basically be a thriving community member in your society.
And, of course, the district hopes that this incident doesn't overshadow all of the hard work and the accolades that the students have achieved. And in Groton, New York, the agricultural program at Groton High School has been revived and revamped under the direction of Dr. Jason Oliver, the new science and agriculture teacher. Students are learning and applying great skills in farming and animal husbandry. Hear about the reboot now firsthand.
So my name's Dr. Jason Oliver, and I'm the new science teacher at the high school and middle school, and I am also the advisor of our new FFA chapter. So the ag program restarted here a couple years ago. It was really driven by some of the local stakeholders, local farmers that really wanted to see agriculture back in the high school. This year we're offering one ag class, and next year we're going to be offering three new ag classes, and the following year two more new ones. So it'll be five new ag classes here. And as part of that, that helps justify us reestablishing a new FFA chapter. So FFA right now has a little more than a dozen students. We're doing a lot of different projects. So we're revitalizing the garden across the road, and our goals with that are to actually get some fresh student-grown produce into the cafeteria and to teach students basically the skills of keeping and growing a garden and to give them some of that pride that comes with, you know, producing their own food.
I have an agricultural background, and I plan on taking over my family's dairy farm someday. So anything I can do to benefit my skills in agriculture is a plus, and FFA is an agricultural-based club, so it's only going to benefit me and for my future.
We also got some funding through the school board to have a hydroponic system. And so the students are basically designing their own hydroponic system, and that is a way of cultivating where there's no soil. We just put some eggs in an incubator today, so we're going to be starting to raise some poultry here on campus. Next year we're going to be having some pheasants, working with Cornell and their game farm program. We're involved with the Groton Harvest program here in the community, where we're going to be providing some raised bed gardens to different individuals in the community, 25 families, I think. And my students will be helping those families troubleshoot problems they have, learn about the, you know, art and science of growing their own produce and things like that.
Now, finally today, have you considered the ways that specific and well-thought-out goals can help FFA members achieve through their livestock projects? Well, Rockingham Cooperative and Farm Bureau, Inc. in Harrisonburg, Virginia, talked with some expert showmen who shared their experience about why it's important.
I'm Jacob Cron. I live on a dairy and beef operation a little outside of Bridgewater. And on the county level, I've shown market goats, hogs, sheep, and also show dairy cattle.
I'm Leanna Durr. I am showing three heifers and a steer this year at the fair in Madison. I've been showing since I was 5 on the county level, and then since I was 7 in the national level.
Paul Cron. I live on a dairy and beef farm about 2 miles south of Bridgewater. I've been very involved in that since I was really small. I'm also really involved in FFA.
I think setting goals is important because then you have something to look like to want to achieve.
Something that you can measure your progress with, like, and ask yourself, did I do what I wanted to do?
If you're going to take time to set a goal, you might as well make sure that it's something that you'll be able to attain and that's really going to help you make forward progress in your project and help you have a better outcome at the end of the day.
My main goals are to have my steer finished by the end of when I have to weigh in to go show him.
The goals I've set for myself is that I would like to be able to have my lamb lead without resistance for first weigh-in.
I hold myself accountable because if I don't work my animal as much as I need to and then go to a show and perform poorly, that's on me.
Whenever I'm thinking, oh, I'll skip messing with my animals today, or oh, dad can feed them, or something like that, I always have to remind myself that all the hard work will pay off in the end.
Some advice I'd have to people that are setting their goals for the Market Animal Project is don't be scared to set your goals high. If you set your goals high, you can always come back and change them. Just like the saying says, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll be among the stars.
Well, certainly good advice from those three. Well, that'll wrap up this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, just let us know. Shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org, or you could give us a call, 855-RR-147. That's 855-7766-147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkison with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.